That's pretty clever, Bill.
The Sirius Moonlight, get it?
Yeah, I get
it. All right.
Susan Bennett is on the line with us. And how'd you like your little intro there?
Oh, seriously funny.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you. Susan, most people, sadly, they hear your name, Susan Bennett, and they're not quite sure who you are, but they hear you every day. Everybody knows who you are, kind of, right?
Sort of. Yes, yeah, some people do. Some people are in on the secret.
Would you like to reveal your secret?
Yes, I'm Susan Bennett, the original voice of Siri.
This is just like an episode of What's My Line.
It is.
It's playing out just like a What's My Line episode.
All right, so I guess I should apologize to you because I've sworn at you.
Oh, no.
And there are a lot of people swear at Siri. Hang on one second. Who is Susan Bennett?
Hello there, Windella.
Oh, she didn't answer my question, or you didn't answer my question.
She'll do that. She picks and chooses, you know. You know, she's got kind of an attitude.
I got to tell you, it's really weird talking to you.
How about if I talk up here?
Oh, that's but now it's more comfortable. Right, right, right.
Hi,
right.
It's me.
That's the Mickey Mouse Siri.
How did this come about, Susan? You've been doing voiceover work for a long, long time, but how did you get this particular job, the voice of Siri?
You know, I have no idea. I did some recordings for a text-to-speech company in 2005, and I've also been in touch with several other original voices of Siri, because, of course, there were different ones worldwide, because I don't speak every language in the world. And we all kind of did these recordings at a time when, you know, it was kind of technologically in the dark ages, and we didn't really know what we were doing. We thought we were doing, you know, messaging for phone systems, and, of course, Siri is a type of phone, but in the digital age, you really have no idea. You're sort of auditioning all the time without really knowing it. So I have no idea whether the original creators of Siri chose my voice or whether Apple chose my voice. I really don't know, and no one's talking.
Well, it's kind of weird because they said, was it Time Magazine who just did the
50 greatest gadgets?
And the iPhone is on the top of the list.
Yeah.
Everybody has an iPhone. People who were cellularly challenged have gotten iPhones because the ease of use is so great. So you are on like millions and millions or billions of phones. I'm assuming this is a great paycheck from Apple.
Well, assume away.
Oh, no.
This is so weird. I mean,
the original series, because we didn't really know what we were doing, I'm afraid that we were kind of caught in the black hole between business as usual and just the speed of technology. And obviously the corporations that were running the show knew what was about to happen, but those of us in the trenches didn't really understand exactly what was happening. And so consequently, we didn't have control over our voices. The tricky part is that when you do phone messaging, most people don't pay the slightest bit of attention to the voice. They're listening for information that the voice is disseminating. And so you can do all kinds of work like that, and no one will recognize your voice. But suddenly when that voice becomes a persona, like Siri or Cortana or Alexa, any of those characters that people are interacting with on a regular basis, suddenly people become familiar with that voice, and it does have an impact on the talent. So that was the thing that was kind of quite negative about the fact that we were never acknowledged and we were never compensated at all for the millions of devices we were on. We were paid well. I mean, I can't speak for all of us, but, you know, we each had our different situations, but you know, I was paid well for the hourly work that I did, but I was not at all compensated for being on millions and millions of devices. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
that was
not fair.
Yeah, that was a bit of a tough pill to swallow. And it's one of those things that I talk about in my presentations and on my TED Talk is that, you know, we can't control what happens to us all the time. And a lot of times we have to deal with unexpected things that may or may not be good. And somehow you have to figure out a way to deal with it and spin it to the positive for yourself. And once I did that, and it took me a long time, I could really embrace it and really enjoy being Siri, the original voice of Siri, I should say, legally, especially because people are so enthralled by Siri. People have relationships with this app. And when I meet people, it still astounds me, you know, the interest that people have in it. But I guess you could say that Siri was iconic because the original series were iconic because they were the first concatenated voices that sounded human and that you could interact with.
I do some message on holds as well. In fact, the story I'd like to tell is I was telling my husband, would you please call Fifth Third Bank? That's who we have our mortgage with, and I would really like to see if they have a lower rate. And he's like, yeah, whatever. Honey, will you please call Fifth Third? Finally, he calls Fifth Third, and it's like, thank you for calling Fifth Third Bank, if you know your party's extension. And he said you were much nicer recorded than you are in person. So my question to you is, who's the first person who recognized your voice? Was it a friend, a family member, or did you tell everyone before they had a chance to say, oh, my God, Susan Bennett, is that you?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know I was Siri, the original voice of Siri, until she showed up on October 4th, 2011. And a fellow voice actor emailed me and said, hey, we're playing around with this new iPhone app. Isn't this you? And I thought, what? And I went on the Apple site and listened and said, yes, that's me. How did this happen?
Susan, you said weird. Early on, you said that you just recorded for text to voice. So does that imply that they go in and you record almost every word in the English language? How does that work?
Probably, ultimately, I may have spoken just about every word in the English language, but the phrases and sentences that we read were created mostly for sound rather than content.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was very repetitive, you know, mind-numbing, tedious stuff. But it had to be read so that afterwards technicians and computers could go into those recordings, extract sounds, and sometimes as much as a syllable or even a word, but extract sounds and reform them into new phrases and sentences. So I am not at all responsible for what Siri says. I merely provided the voice. And so this process is an amazing thing called concatenation. And the early concatenated voices weren't something that you would want to interact with because they just sounded horrible. They sounded like really, you know, awful robots.
Yeah.
You would be like, hello, how are you, kind of thing. And as concatenation, you know, improved with lightning speed, as, you know, much other technology does as well, all of a sudden you had you know, a machine that sounded like a human. And, of course, all these corporations, you know, Apple, Google, Facebook, all of these people are headed towards artificial intelligence. And by the time that happens, it's going to be pretty scary.
But there's some, am I imagining it, there's inflection at times, right?
Yes, they still haven't perfected it to the point where it doesn't have a few bumps. And sometimes it still doesn't have the exact, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe intonation or, you know, expressiveness that the human voice would have. It gets pretty close, but there are sometimes that sometimes Siri will still sounds a bit, you know, bumpy, a bit robotic.
Mm-hmm.
And when recording the scripts, it's like, you know, we have received a payment on July 23rd.
There's a little glitch in the time.
1987.
Yeah.
You can tell where you have to go up or, you know.
No, we didn't go up. We didn't go down. We stayed very monotone.
Pretty flat.
What made it just really, at first it was a real challenge, you know, from a voiceover point of view. But it very quickly got extremely tedious because we'd have to read things like, say the shrouding again, say the shrouding again, say the shreeding again, say the shrading again, say the shriding again, say the shredding again.
You just hypnotized us, by the way.
I know.
Both Wendy and I just fell down on the floor. You hypnotized us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, so, not only do you hypnotize people, we have Al who has called in to speak to you. Al, this is Susan Bennett, the original voice of Siri.
Hello, Al. Well,
thank you for taking my call, Susan. I understand that people say some not so nice things to Siri, but I said that I'm a contractor and I was just working and I finished talking to Siri and I said, Siri, I love you. And she said back to me, that was nice.
Oh.
But can we get back to work now?
Oh, wow.
Siri's got an attitude.
She definitely has an attitude. She always has.
Al, thank you for calling. Was it exciting to hear Susan Bennett, the voice of Siri, say hi, Al?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, wow. Wow. Trace this call, Kevin.
Thank you, Al.
Susan, did you see there was a movie with Joaquin Phoenix a few years ago called Her about a guy who you saw it. What did you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's much more about a voice that becomes artificial intelligence. It's, you know, it really didn't relate to the current, you know, state of voice recognition voices, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I'm telling you, like Al just proved, there are plenty of people out there who your voice has become part of their daily activity, and they do develop some sort of relationship beyond just pressing a button, you know?
I know. They're masochists, I guess.
Can you call?
I always like to joke and say, Siri, you know, you got to watch Siri. She'll send you in the wrong direction just for fun.
Before we wrap up, I got to hear you say Wendella, because that's my nickname, and that's what I chimed into my phone for Siri to say.
Hello, Wendella.
Oh, my God. See, that is, I am geeking out.
Sure. Have you spoken in places, like been in public places where people just hear you talking and they'll turn and they'll just go, I know that voice from somewhere. I just don't know where or if I know it from.
You know, that has only happened once in the 4.5 years since Siri has been, you know, around.
Really?
Because, first of all, I think it's a question of context. People don't expect to hear the voice, you know, outside of their phone or their tablet. And also, my speaking voice is a little bit higher than Siri. I usually talk up here. Siri is more down here.
Mm. She's sexy.
And, but I was in the bank one day and talking about my account, and the man said, new guy that I didn't recognize, said, "Well, you sound so familiar." And I thought, really? And he goes, "You know, we just got a new iPhone." And I thought, I told him who I was, and he says, "Oh my God!" And I said, "Well, I got to tell you, you need to get out of banking. You need to get into some sort of audio production because you have got some great ears."
Oh wow, that's tremendous.
Susan Bennett on the line with us, the original voice of Siri. Now, you're not still recording prompts and things for Siri, are you?
No, they wanted to put me under contract for another 5 years, and I just thought, you know, I just don't think I have it in me.
Yeah,
except for maybe $1 million.
Well, yeah, I proposed that, and they kind of laughed and said goodbye. So, no, actually, truth be told, all of the original Siri voices were changed beginning with the OS 7 system. So, if you have an iPhone 6, it's no longer my voice, and that is true for all of the original Siri voices worldwide. We've been in touch with each other. We think it's because we did not have a non-disclosure agreement with Apple. And Apple is they're very serious about keeping their secrets. And so they weren't happy about the fact that the original series were promoting themselves. And so we were replaced. And many people can't tell the difference in the voice because I believe they chose voices that were very similar to the originals. Of course, it's, you know, sounds like night and day to me. But
yeah.
Because I live with my own voice every second of the day, so.
But it must throw you when you're on your own phone and you're asking a question and it's you replying to your question. You're like in a parallel universe at some point.
Yeah, it was really, really strange because I was used to hearing my voice on radio and TV commercials, and you know, I'm the voice of Delta Airlines, Gates Worldwide, and I was used to hearing my voice, you know, in some sort of public realm. But to have my voice interacting with me and coming out of this little tiny computerized phone, it was just too creepy. And also, the first time I talked to her, she dissed me.
Oh, no.
You know? So I said, "Well, all right, for you, I'm not talking to you again." I said, "Hi, Siri, what are you doing?" And she very disgustedly said, "I'm talking to you."
Wow.
She recognized you.
Wow.
She did. Yeah, she did. She doesn't like me.
This is a Night Gallery episode come to life.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you, the original voice of Siri, anything prior to an iPhone 6. And really such a pleasure to meet you. Did Apple at least give you a free iPhone?
They gave me nothing. I did get acknowledged by Steve Wozniak at a tech conference one time, and he's a fabulous guy. So that meant a lot.
That's way better than money. Way better.
Well, I guess I have to accept that as being the case.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we will continue listening for you on your various voiceover commercials all over the place. Such a pleasure to meet you today.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks, Susan. That's Susan Bennett. We'll take a quick break, and then more show coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.